says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." It says, "But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." It says, "If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye."
Right.
It says, "For the spirit of the glory and of God resteth upon you."
Right.
It says, "On their part, he is evil." It says, "evil spoken of. But on your part, he is glorified."
That's right.
It says, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer,"
right,
"or as a thief,"
right,
"or as an evildoer,"
right,
"or as a busybody in other men's matters."
Right.
It says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian," it says, "let him not be ashamed."
That's right.
It says, "But let him glorify God on his behalf, on this behalf." It says, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?"
That's right.
It says, "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" We're finished with 19. It says, "Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him, and well doing as unto a faithful creator." So that's it's a mouthful.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot to think about.
Right.
You know, we've been talking about that back home, and you know, I said, "I'm gonna share that with the saints and fellows." You know, I said, it's just good.
Right.
You know, when you think about it, that first chapter is Peter's message to the saints that were scattered abroad.
Right.
You know, but he's talking to you now.
Right.
You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is allowing him to address us through the word.
Oh, right.
And that 12th verse starts off with saying, "Think it not strange,"
right,
"concerning the fiery trial which is to try you."
Right.
"As though some strange thing happened unto you."
Right.
You know, in that first chapter of 1 Peter, he talks about gold and being purified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever see when they dig up gold out the ground, it's a lump of, it's like a gold rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't look good.
Right.
You know, if you just saw it, you'd be like, "That ain't worth nothing."
Right.
You know, but in order for gold to come into the form as we see it, it has to be refined.
Right.
You know, in order for it to be refined, it has to go through the fire.
Right.
You know, it has to be purified.
Right.
You know, all the impurities are burnt away.
Right.
You know, and then what you see is the gold watches and the gold rings and things like that in the jewelry store.
Right.
You know, you don't see the process from it coming from a dirty clump of rock, you know, to a beautiful watch in the store.
Right.
But there's a process that takes place in between that.
That's right.
You know, just like the saints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are born in sin.
Right.
You know, we're born with the scripture says we have a crimson stain.
Right.
You know, we're born separated from the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know, we're born not having a connection, not having communion with him.
Right.
So Peter's saying, think it not strange, the fiery trial that is going to try you.
Yes.
Because you have to go through the fire to be purified.
That's true.
To come out on the other side like pure gold.
Right.
You know, we have to go through something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when the things come, you know, recognize it for what it is.
Right.
You know, the Lord is allowing this to happen to me.
That's right.
The Lord is allowing this to take place in my life.
Right.
You know, for my good.
Right.
We sang that song on the way up too. For my good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for my good.
Right.
You know, when I had the coronavirus, you know, I didn't complain at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't complain. I didn't say, "Oh, Jesus, why me?" You know, I just, you got to go through it.
Yep.
You know, whatever happened on the other side, thank
Jesus,
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, just the Lord allowed it to happen.
Yes.
You know, you got to go through it.
You have to go through
it. You know,
through.
The Lord allowed it to happen. You got to go through it.
Right.
You know, I take it as a blessing that the Lord saw fit to, you know, deemed me strong enough,
yeah,
you know, to go through it.
Yeah, right.
You know, because you look at the book of Job. He had to ask permission,
yeah,
you know, to lay those afflictions on Job.
Right.
He said, have you tried my servant, Job?
Have you tried my servant?
You know, right. Have you tried my servant?
Right.
You know, like I said, the enemy does not like you.
No.
You know, so he wants to try you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that we go through is for the enemy to try to get us back.
Yep.
You know, the song says Satan missed the soul that he thought he had. You know, he wants that soul back.
Yes, he does.
You know, he knows what his end is.
Right.
And he's trying to take as many souls with him, yep, as he can.
Yes, he is.
You know, and it's us.
Yep.
You know, because we are the souls.
Yep.
You know, the scripture tells that we are Jesus' joy.
Right.
You know, he wants to take away his joy.
Right.
You know, Jesus said he suffered on the cross for the joy that was set before him.
Right.
You know, and we are that joy.
Right.
And the enemy doesn't like that.
No, he
doesn't like that. You know, he's not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the things happen, you have to recognize it for what it is.
Right.
The scripture goes on to say, it says, if ye be reproached, yep, for the name of Christ,
right,
happy are you.
Right.
It says, for the spirit of God, a spirit of glory and, yep, of God resteth upon you.
Right.
See, the enemy isn't trying to get the world back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not really bothering them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he say jump and they say how high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're already under his control.
Right.
You know, he wants the ones that has this.
Right.
You know, he wants the ones that have the spirit of glory of, mm-hmm, God that rests upon
on us. Yeah.
He wants to take that away from,
right,
you.
Right.
You know, he wants to sever it from you.
Yep.
You know, he wants to say, no, you can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look at him. You thought you were going this way, and, you know, I tripped you up so easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and took that thing away from you.
Right.
You know, but he can't take it away from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about that, but he can put situations and circumstances in front of us,
right,
to try to make us trip up,
right,
you know, and go back. You know, the enemy doesn't pull nobody out the church.
Right.
You know, they choose to leave the church.
Right.
You know, because they see the strange things and they think it's something strange happening.
Right.
You know, but it's the enemy trying to throw those darts at you.
Right.
It goes on to say,
mm-hmm,
15 says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer.
Yep.
Or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters.
Yep.
You know, that's what the world does.
Yes.
You know, that's leave those matters to the world.
Right.
You know, it says, yet if any man suffer as a Christian,
yeah,
it says, let him not be ashamed.
Right.
You know, but let him glory God on this behalf.
Right.
I remember years ago, I was working at the Pentagon, and the company I was working for were giving out Wizards, the basketball tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And they, the game was on a Friday, and one of the managers was pretty much trying to shove them down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say, hey, take them. You know, they're free tickets. Take your family to the game. And I said, no, I'm going to church tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was like, church on a Friday? And I was like, yeah, church on a Friday. He said, who goes to church on Friday? And I said, I'm going to church on Friday. You know, and he was just so, you know, like, I don't know what the word is, trying to just loud about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, oh, I'm not ashamed. I'm going to church on Friday.
Right.
You know,
right,
they try to make you feel shame, like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Right.
How would it look, you know, me? I think I was a minister at the time. You know, on a Friday night when service is going on,
yeah,
and I'm at a Wizards basketball,
yep,
game, you know, who am I following?
Who,
at that
am,
point?
Following?
Who am I following at that point?
True.
You know, on a Friday night service, the Saints are praising the Lord, and
right,
I'm up there watching a basketball,
right,
game. I'm not even a big basketball fan anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the world would do that to you.
Right.
They try to make you think that you're doing something wrong. You know,
yeah,
we are doing what is right.
That's right.
You know, we are following the right path.
That's right.
You know, let them go to the games and, you know, get drunk and do whatever else they want to do.
Yep.
You know, we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right, brother.
You know, it says, let him not be ashamed.
That's right.
But let him glorify God on this behalf.
Yep.
And 17 says, for the time is come,
right,
that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Of God. Right.
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be for them that obey not
that's
the gospel of God?
That's right.
That's what it all boils down to.
Right.
You know, the time is coming where judgment is going to begin with the saints first.
Right.
The Lord Jesus Christ is going to crack the sky,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to call for his church.
Yes.
He's going to call for his people.
Yes.
He's going to call for the ones that are crying out to the name of Jesus.
Right.
You know, and his judgment is going to begin at us.
Right.
I remember Bishop saying years ago, the saints are not going to have to walk outside and see what's going on.
Right.
You know, the saints are not going to have to guess, you know, what's happening when the rapture takes place.
Right.
You know, because we're going to be caught up with
Jesus.
That's
right.
You know, we're going to be where we belong.
Right.
You know, we're not going to have to be guessing, you know, why all these bodies laying out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. you know, people I always think about the movie,
yeah.
and the way they depict it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not going to be like
right.
that. It's definitely not going
right.
to be like that. You know, the scripture tells us that, you know, flesh and blood cannot
enter
the kingdom.
The kingdom.
It's
yep.
not going to enter. This body that we inhabit yep. right now is going to be left right
left
here.
Right here.
It's going to be left right
yes,
here.
Yes, it is.
Wherever it is where it's going to drop.
Right, right.
And it's going to be a bunch of bodies laying around. And they're going to think it's some kind of new coronavirus
yeah.
or whatever it is.
Yep.
You know, not even realizing that Jesus has come for his church.
That's the truth.
They're not even going to realize
yes.
that. They're not even going to realize that.
Jesus.
You know, how dare I, you know, take my mind off of Jesus.
Right.
Or take my focus off of Jesus.
Right.
You know, this is what I'm looking forward to.
Right.
You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming and he's going to start with us first.
Jesus.
And them that obey not the gospel of God. 18 sums it up. It says, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly
right.
and the sinner appear?
Right.
You know, we're scarcely going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scarcely is like, you know, just barely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just scarcely, like, doors closing and you, like, got to walk in sideways.
Right.
You know, just scarcely make it
right.
in. Where are the sinner and the ungodly going to appear?
That's true.
You know, Elder Scudder, Samuel Scudder says it often, say they're going to bust hell wide open.
Yes, they are.
You know, and it's not something we want.
Right.
You know, it's not something we take any pleasure in.
Right.
You know, but they have a choice like we have a choice.
Right.
You know, they had a chance to, you know, come out from among them and be separate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a chance
Jesus,
to repent
Jesus,
and be
Jesus,
baptized
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
You know, I think of my loved ones that have gone on. I love them when they were here.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I love talking to them. I love being with them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I love them in my life.
Jesus.
You know, but I can't put them where I want them to
right.
be.
Right. Yep.
We can't put them where we want them to be.
That's right.
You know, we all have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think about that scripture, the rich man and Lazarus. You know, the rich man had a chance just like Lazarus had
right.
a chance.
Right.
You know, he had a chance just like him. But when he opened his eyes,
mm-hmm.
he opened his eyes in hell.
In hell.
In his own personal flame
yep.
in torment.
Yep.
And you notice about that scripture, too. He never asked to get out.
Mm-mm.
He never said, Father Abraham, can you help me out of here?
Right.
He just wanted his tongue cooled off.
Right.
You know, he never asked to get out.
Right.
You know, because he knew,
that
he didn't do what
right.
was required
right.
to
right.
be where Lazarus
right.
was.
That's right.
You know, Lazarus was being comforted.
Right.
You know, he knew he didn't take the requirements to
yep.
be in that same place.
Yep.
All he told him, he said, tell my brothers not to come.
Jesus, Jesus,
he said,
Jesus.
They have Moses and the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them hear them.
Right.
You know, let them hear them. You know, the theme scripture of the year is Jesus is the giver of life.
Right, right.
You know, and Jesus gives many opportunities.
Yes, he does.
To receive life.
Yes, he does. Yes, he
does. You know, you can go back through history, you know, starting with Moses or whoever you want to start with.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord Jesus Christ has always made himself known to the people.
Right.
You know, he's always given a chance.
Right.
You know, there's no space for excuse or the shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord Jesus Christ has always been specific in what his requirements were.
Right.
You know, and he's a fair and, you know, a wise God.
Yes, he is.
You know, he doesn't make us do anything extraordinary
mm-hmm.
to be able to receive salvation.
Right.
The Lord Jesus Christ, when Nicodemus came to him and wanted to know how he was performing the miracles that he was performing,
mm-hmm.
you know, he didn't even address that part.
No.
You know, he told him what he needed to hear.
Yep.
He told him what was important.
Right.
He told him, unless a man was born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot see or enter
right.
into the kingdom of God.
Right.
That's plain and simple.
That's right.
It's plain and simple. When Peter gave the first sermon in the New Testament church, or in the church,
mm-hmm.
that Jesus Christ purchased with his blood,
mm-hmm.
and they want to know, men and brethren, what shall we do? Yeah. We've crucified the Christ that we were waiting for.
Right.
You know, how can we make this wrong right?
Yep.
You know, and Peter was there in the garden when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus,
mm-hmm.
and he told him, he said, to repent and be baptized, every one of you. In the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins,
Jesus.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You know, plain and simple.
That's right.
You know, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you know, complicated, you know, algorithm or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's plain and simple.
Right.
You know, if you want Jesus, you got to let him know that you want him.
Right.
The scripture says, "They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Yep.
You know, it's real simple.
Yes.
You know, the enemy will put his doctrine out there. You know, he'll put his devil's doctrine out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll try to make it seem like there's different ways to receive salvation.
Right.
You know, he'll put, you know, false prophets, you know, to speak this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, hirelings to say these things.
Right.
You know, but the word says what the word says.
Right.
You know, it's, don't make up nothing.
Right.
You know, we talk about the time. He said, we don't make up anything in the apostolic church.
No.
The true apostolic church. We go by the word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, we're not making up anything.
Right.
You know, if you choose not to live by it, then, you know, that's your soul you're playing with.
Right.
You know, you can play Russian roulette with your life.
Right.
You know, but the saints are looking, like verse 17 said, judgment is going to begin at the house of God.
Yes, it is.
It's going to begin at the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't think all these big churches you see is the house of God.
Right.
You know, that's not the house of God.
Right.
You know, these mega churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my coworkers, I forgot the church that he went to, but he went to some church, and he said, I didn't know if I was in a church or I was in the club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the way they was dressed, the music they was playing, mm-hmm. it was people dancing in the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that don't sound like no church I want to be a part of. You know, he said, and this is a sinner saying it. He said, I felt uncomfortable being there. And this is somebody that don't even have Jesus.
Right.
You know, but he went into this place and felt uncomfortable.
Wow.
You know, like what kind of atmosphere is that?
Right.
You know, that's what the enemy wants. You know, he doesn't bother that.
Yeah.
You know, he wants those kind of places to grow and grow and grow.
Yep.
You know, that's why it's the thousands sitting in there.
Yeah.
You know, because you can say whatever you want to say, but don't talk about Jesus.
That's true.
You know, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yep.
But don't live right for Jesus.
That's right.
You know, they bring the world into the church.
Yep.
And they say, do whatever you want to do, as long as you pay your tithe.
Yep.
You know, pay your offerings.
Yep.
You know, and bring your friend next Sunday so they can pay their tithe and pay their offering.
Yep.
You know, that's all they care about.
That's all they care about.
You know, that's all they care about.
Jesus.
You know, but we, the saints of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the scripture tells us to go out to the highways and hedges and compel them to come.
Yep.
You know, compel them to come to live for Jesus.
Yep.
Jesus.
You know, compel them to live for Jesus.
That's right.
You know, we talked about it at the anniversary, the fifth anniversary of New Life, that at one point we had about 11, 12 members at the church. You know, and I remember somebody getting up and they praying. They wanted an apartment. They wanted a new apartment. You know, they got up that one Sunday and said, pray to the Lord, bless me with this new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the next Sunday they came back and said, oh, thank the Lord, he blessed me with a new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen them from that day to this. You know, haven't seen them from that day to this day. And you think in your mind is like, you think Jesus is worth an apartment?
Oh, just an apartment.
Jesus is worth much more than an apartment.
Jesus.
So you're telling me you got your blessing and now you're gone on about your
right.
business, you know, because you received what you wanted at the time.
Right.
You know, see, the enemy trips us up like that.
Yes, he does.
He trips us up like that.
Yes,
you know, when
does.
We think we're being blessed, you know, we think, oh, the Lord has blessed me because he's given me these physical things.
Right, right.
You know? I say it all the time. You know, if you got a good credit score, they'll give you a car.
Yeah.
You know.
Bad one, they'll give you.
Yeah. So, yeah, a bad one nowadays, a bad one they give to you. You know, those things, I'm not saying don't thank the Lord when he gives them to you. You know, but you have to look beyond that.
Right.
You know, that car one day is going to break down.
Yes, it is.
That car is going to be in a junkyard somewhere. If it's not, if you leave here and it's still running, somebody else is going to be driving it. You know, but where is your soul
going to be?
Where is
your soul going to be?
Where is your soul going to be? You know, where is your soul going to
be?
You know, you're happy you go in there and die in that apartment. And then where your soul going to be?
Right.
You know, you have to, you know, look at these things.
Yes, you do.
You know, sometimes there'll be the little subtle things.
Right.
You know, the scripture says a little leaven.
Leaven.
You know, that's all it takes.
Yep.
A little leaven. Only a little bit. And next thing you know, you'll be out there and wondering how you got out there.
That's right.
You know, you'll be out there and you'll be like, Jesus, how did this happen?
Right.
If you even had the mind to say Jesus. If you even had a mind to say Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to.
Jesus.
I tell the saints all the time, you know, everybody, we have to examine ourselves.
Yes.
You know, we can talk about it till we're blue in the face.
Yes.
You know, we can talk about it. We can stay here all weekend and talk about it. You know, but unless I want to do something about my life, you know, unless I want to live for Jesus, you know, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
You know, nothing's going to happen. You know, you're going to look at the fiery trials and say, why me, Jesus?
Right.
You know, you're going to look at the sinners being blessed and say, why not me, Jesus? You know, but you have to look and say, we have something that's more precious than all of that.
Yes.
You know, we have the God of creation on our side.
That's right.
We have the God, think about it. We have the God that said, let there be light.
Right.
And there was light.
There was light. Yep. Yep. Yep.
We have the God that breathed the breath of life into existence.
Right.
We have him living down on the inside
that's
of us.
Right.
We have him calling us his joy, his beloved. You know, he's looking out for us. He stepped out of eternity, put on sinful flesh, and died for us.
Yes, he did.
That's what we have, saints.
That's what we have.
That's better than any car or house or material thing that you can have on this earth. The Lord Jesus Christ loves us that much. You know, we have to live for him.
Yes, we do.
You know, our focus has to be Jesus.
Right.
You know, the enemy is going to, as long as you're breathing, he's going to attack you with something.
Yes, he is.
He's going to come at you with some type of foolishness.
Jesus.
You know, I heard testimonies tonight of the things that happened.
Jesus.
The enemy.
Yep.
You know, he didn't want us here right now.
Yep.
He didn't want us here right now.
Jesus.
No. But you have to recognize it for what it is.
Right.
You know, that's what the scripture says, put on the full armor.
Yep. Yep.
You know, these things are not in this scripture, you know, just to be
read and
studied.
Yep.
You know, study as like from philosophy or things like that. The Lord Jesus Christ has given us instructions.
Yes, he is.
He said, put on this armor.
Yep.
The enemy is going to try to attack you.
Yes.
You know, isn't that something just to read and memorize?
Right.
You know, we have to actually do it.
Right.
You know, the enemy is trying to take us out of here.
Yep.
You know, he's trying to sift us like that wheat.
Yes, he is.
19 says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls
to
him in well doing.
That's right.
As unto a faithful creator.
That's right.
You know, because he's faithful to us.
Yep.
You know, we talk about the things that he's done for us.
Right.
You know, Jesus is faithful.
Yes.
You know, I said it before. My kids, they listen to me when I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they come back weeks later. And the other day, Rashad came to me. He said, "What you mean when you said Jesus' heart melted like wax?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, and shocking. I'm like, "Okay, you were listening when I said the weirdest things."
Yeah.
You know, so I explained it to him. You know, when Jesus hung up on that cross, you know, they nailed the nails in his hands and his ankle bones, and he hung there.
Yeah.
You know, all the blood
all
in his body drained out of
it.
And it says the heart melted like wax.
Yep.
Because there was no more blood to pump.
That's right.
It inflated.
Yep.
That doesn't happen fast.
No.
That doesn't happen right away.
Jesus.
You know, and just because he's God,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean he didn't feel every second of it.
Yes.
He felt every second of it.
Yep.
You know, he felt every whip. He felt every thorn placed on his head. And he felt every second of being on that cross. He felt all the blood being drained from his body. He died.
Yes, he did.
He died. That body that he was dwelling in ceased to live at that point. And it wasn't a nice thing. You know, he suffered.
Yes, he did.
You know, he suffered.
Yes, he did.
You know, he could have came down.
Yes.
Jesus did not have to die on the cross.
Right, right.
Jesus did not have to suffer for hours until all of his precious blood drained away.
Jesus.
But he did it for you.
Yep, yep.
He did it for me.
Yep.
You know, we've got to remember that.
Right.
We've got to remember
that.
When we say, oh, I can't go tonight because my foot hurts.
Right.
We say, oh, I can't go tonight because my head hurts.
Right.
You know, oh, I can't go tonight because I can't find my glasses. Or whatever it is.
Whatever
the enemy puts in your mind.
Yep.
Whatever the enemy is telling you, don't go.
Yep.
You got to remember that Jesus suffered.
Yes, he did.
Jesus suffered.
Suffered.
The God of creation suffered.
Yes, he did.
He suffered, bled, and died for you and for me.
Yes, he did.
So don't think it's strange when the trials try you.
Yep.
Don't think it is something different is happening to me. You know, don't let that get wrapped in your mind. You know, recognize it for what it is. You know, I say that all the time. Michelle, we talk about stuff that's happening all the time. And I say, you have to recognize it for what it is.
That's true.
You know, you have to recognize it for what it is.
Yep.
Like, look at the world.
Yep.
You know, they might have those problems, but they don't care about Jesus.
Right.
You know, they solve their problems the way they solve their problems.
Yes, they do.
You know, we are a peculiar people.
Yes, we are.
It says we belong to a royal priesthood.
Right.
You know, we have to live up to different standards.
That's the truth.
You know, we are, it says, bond servants to Christ.
Right.
You know, when you're baptized into Jesus' name, you're associating yourself with his life, death, birth, resurrection, and his soon return.
Yep.
You're saying, I want to belong to Jesus.
Right.
You know, you got to understand that.
Yep.
You're saying, I want to belong to Jesus.
Right.
You know, I want to be separated from this sin.
Right.
You know, I don't want this sin to control my life anymore.
That's right.
You know, I don't want this sin to have dominion over me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're born into sin, that's what it does.
Yes, it does.
It has that dominion over
us.
It has that power to control
us.
When Jesus told his disciples and followers to go into Jerusalem, and wait until they've been endued with power from on high.
Yep.
It's power to overcome.
Yes.
He gave them power to not be under the control of sin.
Right.
Power to not be ruled by Satan anymore.
Right.
You know, we have to understand that.
Yes.
You know, we have to look at that and say, Jesus, I can't thank you enough.
Right. Yes.
You know, I can't live my life good enough to repay Jesus.
Right. Right.
You know, I can't live my life, you know, well enough to repay Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the scripture tells us, but all he asks is that we present our bodies
a living sacrifice.
Is it after all he's done for us, you know, after all he suffered for
us,
you know, after all the, you know, him watching his creation, you know, spit in his face. You know, after all that, all he's saying is, I beseech you to present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Sacrifice your time for Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, sacrifice your money for Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, sacrifice whatever it is for Jesus.
For Jesus.
You know, present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Yes. Yes.
You know, when we go out, you know, telling people, just stopping in the store and saying, hey, here's a tract. You know, you might want to come to my church on Sunday or something, whatever it is.
Whatever.
You know, that's presenting your body a living sacrifice.
You're using
your strength for Jesus.
Right.
You
know,
you're using it to not expect anything from it.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing it solely because you love Jesus.
Right.
You know, because he died solely because he loves us.
Right.
You know, not something we did. You know, the scripture lets us know that. You know, Jesus didn't do that because of us.
Right.
You know, because we're so great, he just had to die for us.
Yeah.
You know, that's not, don't think that.
That's the truth.
Don't think that. He died for us because he loves us.
Yes.
He loves us.
Yes.
You know, and he gives everybody a chance. Yes. You know, and, you know, I say it all the time, it might sound like a broken record, you know, but these are the things that we have to remind each other.
That's right.
You know, these are the things that we have to remind each other. You know, you're going to go through some trials.
Right.
You know, and you're going to be wondering sometimes, like, what's going on here?
Right.
You know,
right.
But you have to not look at it like something strange.
Yeah.
You know, but rejoice in it.
Yeah.
You know, rejoice. Yep. Because the enemy is trying to get you back.
Yeah.
You know, man, that means you're doing something right.
Yeah.
I remember I testified one time years ago when I was a new saint. And I had just got a new job, and I worked for the Air Force, and one of the majors there, she was just real rough. You know, she was real, like, tough on everybody, you know, and my turn came around, of course, and she was grounded on me, you know, but I testified how the enemy kept my mouth shut, you know, in the midst of, you know, whatever, because it's easy to go off on people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easy to act like they're acting.
Yep.
It's easy, like, to match their energy when they're coming at you,
yep.
You know, but as saints, you know, I said, we have a standard
right.
to live up to.
That's right.
And so I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for keeping my mouth shut.
Jesus.
You know,
Jesus.
I remember Bishop saying, you know, that happened to you because you're going in the right direction.
Right.
You know, the enemy doesn't like what you're doing.
Right.
You know, so look at it like that.
Yep.
You know, I'm going in the right direction,
right.
And the enemy's trying to turn me around.
Yep.
You know, the fiery trials are going to come. Notice it says, the fiery trials, which is to try you.
Yeah.
It's not saying it might try
yeah,
you.
It
it's saying it is yeah. going to try you.
Yeah.
You know, at some point in our life, we're going to go through something.
That's
you know,
right.
But we have the God of creation
yeah,
on our side
that's right.
to go through with.
That's right.
We have the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's
you know, that's better than any police officer or fireman or whatever else you can call for help on.
Right.
You know, we can call on the name of
that's
Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's right.
We can
that's
call
right.
on the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray you got something out of the message
yeah.
on this
Brother,
evening.
Beautiful.
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ for letting us know to not think it's something strange.
Yep.